A federal lawsuit filed by a Cook Inlet fishermen's group seeks to overturn state salmon management in some parts of Alaska. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the suit targets the National Marine Fisheries Service, among other federal agencies, and if successful, could bring federal oversight into some of the state's salmon harvests.
The 300 drift netters that belong to United Cook Inlet Drift Association, or UCDA, say the state's current Cook Inlet Salmon Management Plan violates the Magnuson-Stevens Act, and they're suing. The suit was filed by UCDA a year ago in federal district court in Washington, D.C. It challenges the validity of Amendment 12 of the Fisheries Management Plan, or FMP, for salmon fisheries in the Federal Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, off the coast of Alaska. Amendment 12 essentially eliminates the EEZ waters in three areas of Alaska: parts of Prince William Sound, Cook Inlet, and the western end of the Alaska Peninsula. Dr. Roland Ma heads Soldotna-based UCDA.
Half the area where we fish is in the federal EEZ. These are in federal waters, and they are federally owned fish at that point. And as such, we felt the federal government has a piece of legislation called Magnuson-Stevens Act that has certain requirements concerning the biology and the management of those stocks.
The state of Alaska has intervened in the suit on the side of the defendants because Amendment 12 removes federal oversight from the three areas and allows the state to manage salmon in those areas as it has since statehood. Cora Campbell is commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and testified Tuesday at a finance subcommittee hearing on the issue in Anchorage.
If you talk to federal managers, they will tell you why they are so ill-suited to manage salmon fisheries. Salmon fisheries management requires responsive in-season management. We respond to what we're seeing on the ground on at least a daily, if not an hourly, basis.
Campbell has a voting seat on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. She says Amendment 12 was crafted in 2011 specifically to keep state management of salmon in the three areas. The UCDA suit defies the very intention of statehood, according to Chugiak Representative Bill Stoltz, who chaired Tuesday's hearing.
They wanted the obscurity of a D.C. courtroom, and now they've lost that. Now it's in an Alaskan venue, and with the state aggressively asserting the rights of state management.
But Ma points out that Southeast Alaska has a fisheries management plan for salmon, something that applies to fish stocks that require conservation. And UCDA is not asking for anything different.
Both of these governments need to be at the table deciding what will be the management strategy. We've got, I think, five or six Chinook stocks in Cook Inlet that are in trouble. We have stocks that are now, if people would make the applications, could qualify for endangered species.
Ma says that UCDA only wants the state and federal governments to manage the stocks as they move into Alaska waters because what goes on in the EEZ affects what goes on in state waters. An assistant attorney general for the state says the arguments could be heard in a month and a decision could come by early summer. I'm Ellen Lockyer.